Welcome to the Wine It Up a Notch podcast, a podcast where I talk about wine, life, and everything in between. My name is Anshu, and I'm your host, and I'm thrilled that you've decided to join me for a few minutes today. Welcome to episode 10 of the podcast. I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I think I have, but it is the beginning to middle of January, and I've decided this year to try to be dry in January. Now, maybe you've heard of or are very familiar with the concept of dry January. It's an idea where wine people who love to enjoy wine and alcohol, try to go dry, not drink anything in the month of January to ostensibly make up for a lot of overconsumption through the holidays, which does tend to be the case. In the past, I've never participated in dry January. I haven't found it very appealing. But this year, I decided to try at least till my birthday, which is just a few days away. And I've been doing a pretty good job, and I have to say that I've been feeling pretty good, pretty healthy, and just, you know, experimenting with different ways to pass time in the evening or different ways to still study wine, even if I'm not really consuming very much. However, I do Wine Wednesday selections every week for both my blog and my social media following. So every Wednesday, I go to the LCBO, the liquor store, and I pick out a bottle of wine that's widely available. I drink it, I take notes on it, and I review it and recommend it if I think that it's worthy of recommendation. And I love doing these Wine Wednesdays because it's an opportunity for me to share a wine that anybody could buy. And I usually try to focus on a fairly affordable price point. This week, I had the most fabulous wine, and I want to share about it in the podcast. So I'll share the name of the wine, but it's not the wine tasting notes that I'm wanting to review, but rather the grape varietal that forms the basis of the wine. So the wine itself is called El Enemigo Los Paraisos Bernarda, and the vintage year is 2017. So I'll just repeat that again. It's the 2017 El Enemigo Los Paraisos Bernarda. El Enemigo is a really famous producer out of the Mendoza province of Argentina. And I love their wines. Anytime they hit the market here in Ontario, I grab them. They are consistently a very high quality winemaker, and they're doing very interesting things in the Argentinian wine space. And I can confess, had the pleasure of visiting their winery, and even their winery is very funky and cool, and it's clear that they're, you know, edgy and trying to do interesting things. And the name El Enemigo means the enemy. So there's a lot to unpack there in terms of the wine and the winemaker, and maybe that'll be a future episode. But today I wanted to talk about the variety that formed the basis of the wine that I had, which is Bernarda, B-O-N-A-R-D-A. If you're a serious wine drinker, you've definitely probably heard of Bernarda before, and most likely even tried it. But if you're newish to wine, Bernarda may be a grape that you're not familiar with. And let me say it for the record, I think it's really important to put it on your wine map because Bernarda is fantastic. Little known, but really, really worth your time. So let's get into what Bernarda is. Bernarda is a grape variety that is thought to have originated in, you know, there's some debate for sure based on my research, but it seems like most of the experts say in the Savoy region of France. It is a dark-skinned, late-maturing black grape that produces a range of wines. Its most famous expression these days is actually coming out of Argentina, of all places. I think when most people think about Argentina, they think of Malbec for good reason, because there's amazing, really well-priced and large quantities of Malbec coming from Argentina. But Bernarda is in fact a rocking, roaring grape in that country. It is the second most planted grape. It represents about 10% of plantings. And there are some fantastic expressions coming out of Argentina. Bernarda is a grape comparable to Malbec in some ways, but tends to be a little bit more robust in its expression. So you get a little bit more flavor and oomph out of the wine. As a grape, Bernarda tends to be less tannic than some other grapes, but has a juicy acidity. So it's a fantastic fruit-forward, food-friendly wine. It can often do really well with different foods. The origin of the grape, though it's called Bernarda in Argentina, the real name of the grape is actually, or the technical name is Duche Noir, which means sweet black in French. There is some small plantings of the Bernarda or Duche Noir grape in France. And it's still used sometimes to mix with wines to give wines a little bit more weight. but it's mostly found coming out of Argentina. It's also called Charbono in California, and there are some limited plantings of Charbono and less wine available. It's kind of considered to be a cult wine when it comes out of California and often comes with a very high price point, but there are some small amounts coming out of California as well. And obviously there may be small amounts coming from other parts of the world, but when you hear the word Bernarda or you see a Bernarda wine, you should automatically think of Argentina. And in my view, you should be curious and be thinking this might be a wine that you want to try. So let's talk about the wine that I had. Very deep, inky, really rich, lots and lots of layers of expression. And it was only $22. It definitely drank like a much more expensive wine and paired beautifully with several types of food that I was eating. Everything from a spicy dish through to more of a charcuterie, Genoa salami, and cheese. So it's got that range available to you. You could also drink it on its own because it's just a richer, fuller-bodied wine, so it tastes really nice in the winter. I love to try varietals that not everybody is buying and trying and are lesser known, but I also really enjoy its characteristics and the fact that it does have a nice level of acidity without too much tannic expression. Now, sometimes the wine will be treated with oak, which will obviously give it a heavier, denser feel. Certainly the wine I had was a heavier, denser wine, but Bernarda can be light, fruity, and very accessible as well. And as I said before, one of the neatest things about Bernarda is its price point. It's generally rarely more than $20 Canadian. And at that price point, it's definitely drinking like a more complex, more interesting wine than what its price is. And in the wine world, we would call that a great QPR or a great quality price ratio. In terms of the comparison between Malbec and Bernarda, frankly, I don't really think they're that similar. I do think both wines can be richer. They display purple, black fruit. They are lower on the tannin scale, but Bernarda does have more acidity and, to me, more density, more of an interesting profile. So I don't necessarily think they're comparable. And frankly, if I had the option between choosing a well-priced Malbec and a well-priced Bernarda, I would always choose the Bernarda. I just find it a more interesting option. So let's review one more time what you can pair Bernarda wine with if you come across it and you want to try it. As I mentioned, because of low tannins and relatively high juicy acidity, and these wines are not usually very, very alcoholic or high in terms of its alcohol content. They tend to be not more than 14%. So they can be paired with food quite well. My recommendations would be dark meat, earthy vegetables. I thought it went fine with spicy food. I liked that combination, and charcuterie and aged or creamy cheeses. So there you go. There's a little bit about a really interesting grape variety called Bernarda, out of Argentina most often, very well priced, definitely something I would recommend that you add to your list or repertoire of wines that you enjoy, and obviously follow along for more. I'm always trying to hand out neatly synthesized quick tips that will hopefully make your wine journey and learning about wine and enjoying wine more interesting. With that, I wish you lots of love, peace, and light. Cheers. Thank you for listening to the Wine It Up a Notch podcast. I hope you're enjoying the podcast thus far. Be sure to hit subscribe to be notified of future episodes or leave a review to let me know what you think. Take care.